You are now listening to the worship podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
This is a reading from the dialogue. It's not from the book. From the dialogue of the first film, Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. Gandalf said, "That would never fully heal, pertaining to the wound of Frodo by the Nazgul. He will carry it for the rest of his life." And then Elrond said, "And yet to have come so far still bearing the ring, the Hobbit has shown extraordinary resilience to its evil." And then Gandalf said, "It is a burden he never should have had to bear. We can ask no more of Frodo." In these human words, God's word is heard. And then our gospel reading is from the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13, verse 54 up until 58. He came to his hometown and began to teach the people in their synagogue, and so that they were astounded and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these deeds of power? Is it not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor except in their own country and in their own house." And he did not do many deeds of power there because of their unbelief. Sisters and brothers, the gospel for our salvation. So last week, anong lesson natin last week? Anong topic natin last week?
Temptation.
Anong natin last week? O at least ano man lang yung kwento last week. Anong kwento ni Jesus, anong kwento ni Frodo?
Temptation
ng devil kay Jesus. And then kay Frodo, in-offer ni Frodo yung sing-sing kay Gandalf. Haba nung binasa ko, yun lang naalala nyo. Diba? One ring to rule them all. One ring to find them. One ring to find them. And one ring to bind them in the darkness. Bind them. In the land of Mordor where the shadows lie. So last week, temptation of Jesus at ang temptation ng sing-sing. Diba? Just a recap. Sabi natin, power corrupts when it is concentrated to just one person and it is combined with ego. No? And that the lure, the temptation of power is the temptation of number one, ano? Never enough. Ano yan? The temptation of fame and popularity. The temptation of wealth. Kasi wala kang power kung wala kang purita ka. Sabi natin last week. At the lure of feeling important simply because you're able to consume. You're able to buy. No, meron kang buying power. So, yun ang lesson last week. Ngayon, we will look at Jesus and then Frodo of the Shire. Today, our lesson is still of power. But power that this world and all of us, most of the time, take for granted. We look for power in the wrong places and in the wrong people. We measure power by strength and force, by wealth and influence, and by titles and positions. Kaya nga siya may temptation. Kaya nga siya may temptation. All of which are and can be used for good. Pwede naman. All of which can be used for good. And we see that indeed in the Lord of the Rings story, whether in the books or in the film, we read and see that Gandalf did use his power. May power si Gandalf eh. Ginamit din naman niya yung power niya. Gandalf used his power and strength from time to time. The free peoples did gather their strength of arms and the sword to combat the armies of Mordor and Isengard. The elves used their own gifts of power for the good of the people of Middle-earth. Yet the power that won them the day was the power of the hobbits to resist evil for as far as they can. Hobbits as an insignificant and almost unknown race in Middle-earth, the smallest and the last of the races, simple folks doing simple things, as the world of the mighty and powerful care not for them, they seem to also not care for the problems of the world. A very unfortunate thing, actually, no? Unfortunate siya, hindi siya masyadong maganda nung yung mga habits ay walang pakialam sa mundo nila, sa nakapaligid sa kanila. Yet the simple people, by their nature and stature, by their love of the fields, of the open fields, and the flowers, and the simplicity of life, was the one to whom the ring of power passed on for many years. While it did corrupt Bilbo, kinorrupt naman si Bilbo, di ba? To some extent, to some degree, it could not fully and totally corrupt him. There was something rock-hard good in Bilbo and in the hobbits. Ang problema lang naman kay Smeagol, si Smeagol kasi, hobbit siya, di ba? Mas matagal niyang pinanghawakan yung ring. Gollum. Mas matagal niyang na-possess yung ring. So, si Bilbo, matagal niyang nahawakan, pero hindi kasing tagal ni Smeagol, no? So, it takes, kung habit ka, it takes quite an extraordinary long time for the ring to fully corrupt you. So, there is something rock solid good in the hobbits that the ring could not fully corrupt. But there is nothing so great or mighty about the hobbits. Walang napakadakilang bagay sa kanila. They were as children to the race of men. Often yung mga race of men will describe hobbits as children. No one thought of them nor cared for them. They were nothing in the eyes of the mighty and the powerful, of the beautiful elves and of the great dwarves. In the Hobbit trilogy, no, yung naunang prequel, Thorin Oakenshield even has a disdain for hobbits at the beginning. He believed that Bilbo was no good and that he is only a burden and a dead weight to their company. The mighty, the wise, and the powerful knew too well that hobbits did not amount to anything at all. Certainly, hobbits also thought of this way about themselves. So, hindi lang yung outside world ang tingin nun sa kanila. Sila mismo, proud sila. We are proud. No, proud sila that we are just simple people of the fields, of the open fields. They are intentional and proud to not meddle in the problems of the other races. No, talagang intentional silang i-isolate nila ang sarili nila from the problems of the world. Their own people hated the idea of adventure and of doing strange things and going out into foreign lands. While the people admired Bilbo for his adventures, the Hobbit community, they did not approve of it. And perhaps taught their children against any adventure. So too was Jesus of Nazareth in the Gospel of John. In the Gospel of John, when Philip told Nathanael, no, sa Gospel of John yung the call of the first disciple. So, si Philip, one of the first disciples according sa Gospel ni John, nakita nila si Jesus, natuwa sila, naniwala sila na ito ang Messiah. So, habang naglalakbay sila, nakita niya yung friend niyang si Nathanael. At sabi niya, nakita na namin ang Messiah. No, we have known and seen the one that the prophets mentioned. At ang sabi niya, who is this? Oh, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus from Nazareth. And then sabi ng friend niya, is there anything good that comes from Nazareth? No, parang ano lang yan eh. Pag dati nung teenager ako, huwag kang pupunta ng Tondo. Lahat dyan ay ano, lungga ng mga kriminal at mga mandurugas at mga magnanakaw. Diba? Kahit nga Manila eh, Manila lang, City of Manila. Pag nasa Manila ka, huwag kang magsuot ng alahas, huwag kang magpakasosyal. Kasi nagkalat dyan ang snatcher at holdapper at lahat ng masasamang tao. Diba? Sabi ng parents. Ewan ko kung hanggang ngayon sinasabi ng parents nyo sa inyo. Diba? Or, hindi ko na siya masyado naririnig ngayon, pero nung kabataan ko din, stereotype na pag Bisaya at tunog Bisaya ay katulong, kasambahay. Diba? Automatic agad, pag kasambahay, Bisaya yan. Diba? Yung mga ganyang stereotype. So, si Jesus, nung panahon niya, may stereotype din. Ibig sabihin, no, it is known to the people even hundreds of years after. Kasi sinulat ang Gospel of John almost 80 years, 70 years after historical Jesus. So, alam na alam sa buong lugar, sa buong Judea, na ang Nazareth at Galilee per se ay lugar ng walang kabutihan. No? So, kaya nagtanong, mayroon bang mabuting galing sa Nazareth? Diba? Is there anything good that comes from a terrible place such as Galilee? Kaya nga, yung nagpunta si Jesus sa Jerusalem, pasok na siya ng Jerusalem, hindi makapaniwala ang mga religious authorities sa Jerusalem. Sabi mo lang kung punta ka ng Vatican. Diba? Sino ba naman tong galing sa kung saang pusaling lugar at siya ang nagtuturo sa amin ng kung anong dapat matutunan sa batas ni Moises? Diba? Taga saan ba yan? Taga Galilee. Diba? Taga saan ba yan? Taga South Africa o taga Brazil o kung saan mang third world country. Taga Philippines. Saan sa Philippines? Bisaya. Or Mindanao, probinsyano, ganyan. Sino to para magturo sa amin? Is there anything good that comes from Nazareth? Today we read that Jesus' own people wonders. Jesus' own people wonders. How in this world is he able to speak and teach with such authority and wisdom? Sarili niyang tao, ha? Sarili niyang kababayan. We are skeptically amazed because we know Him. We know Jesus. We saw him grow up. Yun yung sa gospel natin. Is he not the carpenter's illegitimate son? Sa Gospel of Matthew, nandyan yung kwento na nabuntis si Mama Mary, pero ikakasal siya dapat kay Joseph. At sigurado kung kalat chismis yan na buntis si Mary, pero pinakasalan pa rin ni Joseph. No? Ang dapat na gagawin sa ganung mga babae ay stone to death. Kasi betrothed na siya, naipangako na siya kay Joseph, pero bigla siyang nabuntis in the middle of it na hindi naman si Joseph ang gumalaw sa kanya. No? So, is this not the carpenter's adopted or illegitimate son? Does he know anything other than carpentry? Meron ba siyang ibang alam bukod sa pagkakarpintero? Is he not the son of Mary? Hindi ba si Mary siya yung nabuntis? Diba? Saan ka nakapuntis sa kanya? Do we not know his brothers and sisters who are equally nothing? They were nothing. Nothing really great about them. Is he not part of the family like every family in this town of Nazareth? Ano bang mabuting maidudulot ng isang taong galing sa Nazareth? Let's take it to today's world. Ano bang mabuting bagay ang maidudulot ng isang lalambot-lambot na bakla? Pwede ba siyang magpastor? Ang mga bakla ay magaling lang namang rumampa at magpaganda. Diba? Kung ako hindi pa pastor at hindi ko pa nakikilala ang si Jesus Christ, kaya alam na alam ko ang St. Jude, St. Jude area, Dapitan, Bloomingtree, balik-balik, hanggang layo-layo ng balik-balik, di ba? Likod ng FEU, di ba? Saan ba magaling mga bakla kung di lumampa at magpaganda lamang, no? Either makeup artist, hairdresser, fashion designer, interior designer, puro pagpapaganda lang. What else are they good at? Ano po ba? Saan pa ba sila magaling? O siguro, sa mga lesbian naman, sabihin ng nanay nila, anak, bakit ka ba naging tomboy? Sayang naman ang pagkababae mo, hindi mo ako may bibigyan ng apo. Hindi ba't nakita natin siyang lumaki mula nung baby pa siya? At nung mga panahon na mas gusto niyang maglaro ng Chinese garter kaysa baril-barilan? Paano ang isang transgender na tulad niya ay summa cum laude sa University of Oxford? Kapaniwala ba tayo na ang isang transgender ay kayang summa cum laude sa isang international school? Open Table MCC. Ha? Sino yun? Sino sila? Ah, sila ba yung simbahang para sa LGBT? Simbahan ng mga bakla? Wala namang ginawa dyan kundi puro baklaan lang. 11 years na sila, wala pa rin silang property.
Ouch. Hugot mo ba?
Diba? Hindi, hugot yan na marami. Kakaunti pa rin sila hanggang ngayon. Open Table MCC, naku! Dati akong member niyan. Kaso ayoko na magsimba dyan. Hindi ko na bet ang mga sermon ng mga naging pastor dyan. Lalo na yung pastor ngayon, naku. Tsaka ng mga sermon, puro na lang ano, makibaka, makibeki. Hindi ko rin bet magsimba dyan. Ang tsaka ng music. Recorded. Diba? Open Table MCC. Diba yung dating MCC Quezon City yan? Ano ba talagang ginagawa ng mga tao dyan? Sabi nung iba, puro intellectual elitism lang naman ang meron dyan. Mga elitistang intellectual. At ito, sa international community to ha, MCC, All they talk about is sex and sexuality, nothing else. Is there any other good thing that comes out from MCC? So many judgments and skepticism, not just by the outside world, but by our very own family and friends. Hindi mo kaya yan. You can't. You are unable to. Who are you anyway? You are just like everybody else. You come from a place where nothing good comes from. But I now ask you, individuals, as individuals, and tayo bilang community, what gift or power or wisdom do you have that tends to be overlooked? Ulitin ko. What gift or power or wisdom do you have that tends to be overlooked or to be neglected? Not just by family and friends, but even by your own self. Ano ba ang meron ka na ikaw mismo ay hindi mo nakikita na maganda at magaling sa iyo? Is there a gift, wisdom, or power we have received that can be used to change people's lives? Are we able to resist the lure of dominating power? If not, are we able to draw a distance from such trappings of power as the great lords and ladies did in Lord of the Rings? Is there something inherently good in you and me? The Hobbit has shown great resilience to its evil, says Elrond, Lord Elrond, wondering about what power in Frodo and in their kind that the ring is unable to fully corrupt. Both skeptical yet willing to believe. In the end, the war was won by the resilience and strength of two hobbits that no other powerful king, wizard, or elf could have done. In the end, it was the crucifixion of a Galilean from Nazareth that broke the power of death and sin and gave a new life to the continuing movement for change. As MCC and as individuals, do you have what it takes to change the course of our present history? Ulitin ko yan. Again, in the end, the war was won by two hobbits that no king or wizard and elf could have done. In the end, it was the crucifixion of the one that is from Nazareth that broke the power of death and sin. Do you have what it takes to change the course of our history? In the name of all that is good and holy, and all that is good and holy inside of you, may it be so. Amen.